producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a terrific idea today and every day, and I should probably be honest with you and warn you up front that today may be a really difficult day to get through unless you call fairly quickly, because Shane did his incantation for calls, and man, when he does that, it's just Veronica has already succumbed to it, so she's on the air. So let me give you the phone number, just so if you're new, just call, all right, 855, which means if you're using a landline, it's toll-free, 855-99-37569, which is fairly easy to remember if you're good at converting numbers to letters, because it's 855-99-DR-JOY. If you're calling on a cell phone, it didn't cost you anything anyway, but if you're calling on a landline, which we much prefer if you can do it, it's toll-free, okay? Can you believe, I mean, nobody even mentions toll-free anymore because everybody's got cell phones, but I do. It's 855-99-DR-JOY. Veronica, welcome. How are you today?
Much better than yesterday.
All right, Veronica called yesterday. She was actually, I think you were my first caller yesterday too. So you've got the on top of things award for 2 days in a row. You got a mom that you feel has she didn't do a great job. You sort of feel like bringing you up. You've got an 18-year-old sister living with you. You've got, I think, a 7-year-old, and you're sort of saying, you know, my mom just infuriates me. And you had some lunatic over on Saturday night who said, oh, yeah, well, I could have slept with your mom, which I thought was really tacky of him, and I think you should maybe sort of expunge him from your social calendar. So tell me why you're feeling better. Tell me what I can do to help you today. So lay it on me, kiddo.
Okay, I think you might have merged my story with someone else.
It just occurred to me I did get the end of it. You're right. You're absolutely right, I did.
Well, you gave me some homework. The first question, and by the way, it was wonderful homework. I had to think it through. It was driving me crazy. I couldn't go to sleep without having answers for you.
Good. I mean, you sort of bad on me, but sort of good on you. There we go.
Well, the first question was, what do I admire about my mother? Because she's my mother, there has to be something.
Yeah.
One of the questions you asked me yesterday was if she had a job, and it kind of occurred to me that a lot of people who have the problems that my mom has can't hold down a job. They
right.
don't have a steady place to live, and so that was kind of something that I'd never thought of before. Even the times that my brother and I were taken out of her household, whenever we went back, it was always the same home. She, as far as I know, has always been able to keep a steady job.
That's
one thing. To me, it shows that there, no matter what I think about her, there was a measure of responsibility, because if she wasn't doing anything else right, at least she got that right.
Well, and self-discipline, because, you know, if you've ever had a job, you know, even as a high school kid, you know, babysitting or being a soda jerkhead or whatever, you know, there are days where you think, oh, I think I'll call in sick, or I don't want to do it, or
right.
whatever. And you know that no matter how wonderful your job, and my guess is your mom's job probably wasn't wonderful, that it really takes a certain amount of discipline to just go to just show up, let alone do a good enough job so you don't get fired. So good for you and good for her, okay?
Okay, and then the next question was what I have learned from her.
Okay.
She didn't have the best childhood either, and I think what I've learned was how not to be a victim, and how letting myself dealing with pain in ways that I know I shouldn't is going to have an effect on my child, on my family, and basically put me in the same position she was in. So I think, I don't know if that's what you're looking for, but
you
I feel
did
like
a terrific,
kind of
yeah, you did a terrific job. And you clearly feel, I mean, that you sound like a different woman. You really do.
I do. It was driving me crazy that I couldn't think my way through this on my own. So,
well, I mean, look, don't beat yourself up about that, because, you know, we all get involved in our own lives. And I've told this story before, and this may be a comfort to you. When I was about, I just graduated from college, and I was just married, and I was in Harvard Square. And I was all of 19 years old, and I can remember thinking, look at the girl walking through Harvard Square, meaning me. And I remember stopping literally cold in my tracks, and this was a while ago, obviously, and I still remember it as if it was like, you know, 5 minutes ago, and that just literally stopping cold and thinking, you know what, you have an option here. You can either be a participant or an observer in your own life, but you can't do both. And people tease me that for a smart woman, I get myself in the stupidest situations. And, you know, in some ways they're right. And in some ways it's almost like I take pride in that, not the stupid situation, but that I've opted to be a participant in my own life rather than always planning things and always observing and being arm's length. So, and I think that it's a better, for me, it was obviously a choice, because I have the ability to be an observer. And when I screw something up, I'll go back and say, all right, if I call myself on the air and ask myself this question, how would I answer myself? So it's a useful tool to have. It's not a useful tool to employ on a day-to-day basis, I think, because you can't have an authentic life because you're always sort of planning it. So when people say, well, gee, I should have been able to figure that out myself, I always say, well, look, you know, you're a participant in your own life, and you don't... You can perhaps develop the skills so when you run into problems, you can become a little bit more adept at problem solving. But that's kind of my job, to be that sort of observer on your life, because I can't really participate. But that's your job, to participate. And if I can help you learn a little bit of the observational techniques, but I still don't want you to become an observer on your own life as you live it, because you can't live it that way. It's like the difference between enjoying a situation and taking pictures of a situation. You want to enjoy it.
Yes.
So don't beat yourself up about that.
Well, like I said, you got through it.
Well, it sounds like you did. You more than got through it. You did an exemplary job. I think you've sort of understood a whole bunch of things much more clearly. And I'm sorry it cost you a night's sleep, but in the scheme of things, it sounds to me like a really good investment of your time and effort. Is there something I can help you with today, or were you just sort of checking back in because you did such a great job?
Well, the third question was the one that I struggled with. So I guess maybe I just want to let you know what my thinking was, and if I'm going about it the wrong way,
okay,
give me some more homework.
Okay.
The third question was the one that you had to ask me over and over again yesterday. What do I want to change?
Right.
It's obviously like some survival mechanism that I have that prevents me from thinking that I need anything to change, or that I need a mother figure, or that I'm missing anything at all, that I need anything from my mother at this point. But thinking about it, I have a lot of mother figures, so obviously I need that. So what I did is just kind of thought, how nice would it be to have one of those mother figures as my mom? So what I would want to change is the same useless long phone calls that I have with all these mommy figures about how my day went or my week went or about something that was on the news. I want to be able to do that with my mom. I want Sunday brunch dates, and no matter what I feel, I think it would be really cruddy of me to not invite her to my wedding. So I think I would want her there.
Well, my goodness. I mean, you're giving me goosebumps. You've really done a great job. All right, so let's. First of all, I absolutely agree with your conclusion. And I think that to not invite her would have put a pall on your day for you, let alone for her, because her absence would have been felt. And you're pretty good at shucking and jiving, as you discovered last night. It took you a while to get to all this, but you did get to it. And so I absolutely concur and applaud your solution. Or your conclusion, I guess. But let's go back to the other two. So what if you called up your mom and said, and just started off slow, and started up and said, you know, Mom, I was thinking about my wedding, and I wondered if we could talk about, you can fill in the blank here, either what color dress you think you'd be most comfortable in, or whether, you know, did when you got married, did you have any strong feelings about afternoon or evening wedding? And maybe the wedding thing feels too scary. I can hear you tensing up on me a little bit.
Yes.
So maybe just calling up and saying, you know, could you give me your recipe for Thanksgiving stuffing? I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold, and you come up with something that you think might be a good entree, a good kind of beginning to just calling up and having a chat with your mom. All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come right back to you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-741-9028. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-741-9028. That's 1-800-741-9028. Call 1-800-741-9028.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life.
It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 855-993-7569. We're talking to Veronica, who's really done an exemplary job. I mean, you really do get the gold stars, Veronica, because she called up and has some issues with her mom. And was talking about not inviting her to her wedding, and I said, all right, here's homework assignment. I need you to figure out what you admire about your mom, because it's really easy. We view, especially these days. I was thinking about it. I guess I was reviewing a movie or something, and I said, we view people as either the heroes or the villains, and basically most people are some. There are certainly people who are more heroic than anything else, but even heroes have glitches. I mean, we are human beings, and even villains have things that are likable about them, and it can really confuse the daylights out of us when we're trying to have this really neat little system that either people are all good or all bad, and they're just not, and we aren't either, and it becomes a difficult issue when we're trying to problem solve if we can't see that there's a combination, especially when it comes to ourselves, because we think, well, all right, if I'm not a completely wonderful person, if I ever have negative thoughts, and I must be a bad person. And that self-loathing doesn't really get us any place. And to pretend that we don't have negative thoughts or negative feelings is equally blinding. So what is there to admire about somebody even that we don't like, especially if we want to have an ongoing relationship? Number two, what can we learn from them? And as I said, we can learn in two ways from people. We can learn to emulate them because they do something so well and it's so positive, or we can learn to do the opposite because what they do clearly doesn't work, or at least it won't work for us. And the third is, and perhaps the most important and the most challenging, as Veronica points out, is what kind of behavioral are we looking for? What kind of behavioral changes? Because changing somebody's thoughts, we can change our own thoughts sometimes, but changing behavior is a much more feasible kind of way of saying to somebody, look, I need you to be nicer to me. Nice can mean different things to different people, but saying it would really be, I would really appreciate if you would call me once a week. But that, and somebody can either say, well, once a week is a lot, so I'll call you twice a month, or, all right, I'm willing to call you, but I'm not willing to talk for more than 3 minutes. In other words, behavior is almost always negotiable. Thoughts, feelings, widely misinterpreted, hurt feelings, whatever. All right, so we've gotten down to Veronica and behavior, and we were talking about one of the things that Veronica's saying is, I have surrogates in my life. I have people that I call and chat with, or people that I have brunch with, but, what if one of those people was mom? And I'm saying, okay, well, where do we want to start here? So does brunch feel too scary to call up and say, hey, mom, I'm Sunday brunch, or maybe this week is short notice, but how about next week that I take you out for brunch and we just catch up on what's going on in your life or something? I mean, tell me what would work for you.
Actually, that would work for me. That's not scary to me at all.
Okay.
I was thinking of just doing like a lunch date or something with her.
Okay. That's a great place to start. You may want to have, and she may say, well, what's the problem or what's on the agenda? Because this is going to be new to her, too. And this is different behavior from you, which means you need to have some answer. And so if I said, all right, Veronica, what's up here? What's your agenda here? What's on your mind? What are you going to tell me?
I'm very straightforward and honest. So I, if you were to ask me that, I would very plainly say that we haven't been as, well, I guess I can speak for myself and not her, I haven't been as demonstrative with my love as I should be, and I'd like to change it.
Perfect! Perfect! And I even like the modification that you did, which is not talking about both of you, just saying, I don't need to paraphrase you. I think your words are perfect. I haven't been as demonstrative with the fact that I love you, and I'd like to change that. It's perfect. Do it.
Like I said, you had to be very well trained.
Well, I think you've done a really exceptional job. That this is not easy. As I said, I think in terms of your time frame, that you're really right on schedule with how I think all of us as women have to negotiate with our moms, because it's such a complicated role. And I think both my mother and myself, the Nancy Friday book, and what is it? The woman. There are two of them, and I always confuse them. But that whole notion that women, women in particular, because we value intimacy, because we value friendship, can have a difficult time, that the mother-daughter relationship in some ways is as complicated, if not more so, than the daughter-father or the son-mother and the son-father. Son-father have all sorts of authoritarian issues involved. But the idea that somehow that moms and daughters compete for dad's attention in our society, I think, is both kind of shocking and also perhaps insightful. But at some point, regardless of what the sociological underpinnings are of it, it's not helpful. And as you're sorting out that role of an older woman, of a mother figure, of somebody who's nurturing and who's been there and can offer advice and solace and comfort is really basic, and it works best if it's actually the person who was assigned that task. And there's sometimes reasons that prohibit that. But if it's possible, when you still got, you know, a mom around, to negotiate it, because once the mom's gone, it's impossible to negotiate. And it does leave a vacuum that, okay, I wish. And you want to have a life that has as few regrets as possible. So I think you've done an exemplary job. I'm very proud of you. I think you should feel very proud of yourself. And I can hear that you are proud of yourself, and you should be. It's absolutely justified. So give your mommy a call and invite her. And just the only caveat I would offer here is just understand that you've had 24 hours to think about this and to work it through. And it's even okay to say to her, I don't think you have to necessarily make it the opening comment, but if you can say, you know, I was awake a long time last night thinking about how I want to make this relationship better. I think it's okay to show your cards, but without making her feel guilty. And I think you already did the really positive revision of, instead of saying we, to say I. And just be, understand that you've had a little more time to think about it than she will have had. So if she doesn't respond exactly as you'd like, buy yourself and her just a little bit of time, a little bit of kindness, a little bit of gentleness, and don't get, you know, this is a path, you know, this is, and you're taking a wonderful, positive, huge step in the right direction, but it is a step, and it may require, it may have, you know, a few bumps, it may have a few sort of needing to back up occasionally, it may have a few side trips, but you're on the path, and it's the appropriate path, it's an important path, and you've begun it, and I think you're doing just a terrific job on it. So there you go.
Thank you so much. I couldn't have done it without you.
Well, I suspect you would. You could have at some point, but I'm delighted to be able to kind of speed the process up and help you do it, because you did all this work, and you did it quickly, and you did it effectively and efficiently, and gold stars for you. And if you or mom run into a couple occasional speed bumps, I'm here. All right, I'll plumb out for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sugar. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-37569. Okay, one of the things we should probably put up on Facebook, except everybody would boo me, so I don't think I'm going to do it, is what kinds of things are you willing to get up early in the morning to do? But it's so me-ish of, oh, well, see, my perfect lifestyle is, I really am a night person by personality.
Me but, too.
You know, if you work, I mean, we have the perfect shift, actually, for the kind of people we are. But
yeah.
At one point, I was on from 9 to noon, which meant I'd be at the station by 7:30.
Right.
And given the fact that I would say at least five nights out of seven, and maybe six and sometimes seven nights out of seven, I'm out at either movie or theater at night. It meant, you know, rushing home and trying to get some sleep. And, you know, if you're at the station by 7:30, you have to be up by, I don't know,
yeah,
depending on how long it took to get there. And, I'm really good at getting dressed faster than anybody you ever met. Doesn't necessarily look like I'm ready to go, but, oh, my goodness, we forgot socks. But at any rate, so it kind of outs my lifestyle. But I decided that there are certain things that I'm willing to get up really early in the morning for, assuming it's not raining.
Yeah.
When it's rainy and cloudy, man. Okay.
Just want to sleep in.
Right. Under the covers.
Yep.
So they had a street fair. They had a street fair about a month ago, and the guy said, "I'll be back on November 7th, which is obviously today. So I got up early this morning, and in my building, they're so unused to seeing me, they say, "Are you okay?"
Wow, yeah.
Oops. Yeah. And, you know, when I'm up that early, and you know, I put on sweats, and it's cold out, so I was all layered up in sweats, but, you know, no makeup and sunglasses and hoping that nobody sort of recognizes me. But what are you up so early for? You know, is there a problem? So at any rate, but I went there. There's certain things I'm willing to get up early in the morning for. And there are these people who actually work 9 to 5. Oh, please. Who want to have breakfast at 7:30. And
yes,
I'm thinking, no, breakfast at 7:30 is fine if I've been up all night, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
If we've been dancing and partying and having fun. But breakfast at 7:30, my stomach is not awake at that point. I mean, it's saying, are you kidding? It's sleepy time.
Exactly.
You know, maybe a sip of water.
I read a study recently, actually, that said that early birds are typically more successful people. That kind
of
scared me a little
bit. Well, poop on them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
right,
I mean, early bird. Yeah, sure, if you want worms.
Yeah, right.
No, I think it's true. And when I'm awake at that time, when I have to be up, I mean, like, for a long time, I used to do morning shows, TV morning shows, which means you're up at, like, 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
And it's very quiet then, and it's really this kind of interesting time of day. And I'm always kind of fascinated that there are actually people on the street.
Yeah.
It's just not my time of day.
Right.
But, right. So, all right. So, do we have time enough to do? I know we had a bunch of stuff left over from yesterday because your mafungoing was so effective yesterday.
Yes.
That was great.
Mafungo.
That mafungo. Dun, dun, dun. We make up things as we go along, folks. Not answers, just chance. Mafungo is actually the national dish of Puerto Rico, in case you're worried that we've kind of summoned up. Yeah, we did this thing last Friday. You weren't here, so we did this thing about the ghosts of Times Square and why Macbeth is considered, why you refer to it as a Scottish play. And some people actually think that the boil, boil, toil and trouble at the beginning is truly an incantation. And so you really are summoning up evil spirits. That seems to be pushing it just a little.
Yeah, maybe.
So, and the idea of superstition and as I've said before, one of my favorite questions is, who do you think is more superstitious, the offense or the defense? And the answer is the defense, because they don't have the ball. They don't have as much control over things, except in baseball. So, and if you think that people who have absolutely no control over their lives, to a certain extent, are actors, right? Because they have to audition, they have directors, so they have the audience that has to approve of them. So the fact that actors would be superstitious should not come as a huge, you know, is a huge dolt to anybody. And the thing is that magic is anything that we believe works. So you can see why all of that would fit into. And when Alan Cummings did his version of Macbeth, he said, there was a big sign in the lobby that said, "Please do not mention the name of the play."
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So we did that for Halloween. It was a little bit of a cheat, but I thought it would be fun to talk about what people believed in ghosts in Times Square and in theater districts, that as kind of for Halloween. That was kind of my Halloween
trick
or treat for people.
Like great.
Well, it was
great
fun. It was really fun. And David Stewart, who is the guy who does the tours, is really, you know, he does the tours. And I said, look, if we're going to do this, because it's not actually, doesn't fit all that smoothly and it's broken, let's fix it. Let's talk about hauntings, because I knew about some of them. And that was, so that was our trick or treat.
Neat.
All right. Do we have time to do, I know we've got, we didn't get to the movies, which we will do. Maybe we'll do it at the end of this hour,
end. Yeah,
But I know that we had a couple of emails left over from yesterday. You want to do one of those here?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's see. from a listener, we have one. She says, a friend of mine lives out in the country where we grew up. She says, I left for college and stayed in the city. She has always lived at home with her parents. She is the baby of five, and she is a twin to an alcoholic drug-using brother. She says her parents recently died due to cancer within 3 years of each other. Apparently, this friend of hers inherited everything, and now her siblings don't want to talk to her much because she chose to keep it all and not split it up. She says she's suffering from anxiety because she has been forced to finally grow up and pay a mortgage, among other bills, where she used to be able to just use her own money to buy horses and get her hair braided. And she says go on cruises because her parents took care of everything. This listener says, what advice can I give her to ease the anxiety? I have a family of my own and bought my house over 15 years ago, so I can't really see the world through her eyes.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me there are a number of issues here. First of all, if I had to guess, I would guess that it's not so much putting on her big girl pants, because the advantage about putting on her big girl pants at this point is that in her big girl pants there is a wallet. So, I mean, and my guess is that part of it is a little bit of, I mean, look, she lived with her parents. She was the baby of the family. She took care of everybody. So she's probably missing her family. She may be missing the support that she got there, but she also has some resource. And my guess is that part of the problem is that she feels she lost her parents and the rest of her family simultaneously.
There you go,
And so, folks, let me just say something about this whole issue of inheritance. If you're the one who's leaving the money behind, you either need to tell people about it ahead of time so that your heir doesn't get blamed, or make some provisions for everybody, or do something. Because in this particular case, the parents, while well-meaning, obviously she was the one who stayed home and took care of them, and she was the one who, to a certain extent, forfeited a more independent lifestyle, even though that may have been obviously her choice as well, that what I would probably say to her is, look, it is your money to do anything you wish, but what you may want to do is figure out if there's something that you can do that would say, even though mom and dad left it to me, here's, you know, that I'm willing, you know, if I sell it, that I'll give you part of the proceeds, or I'm willing to rent it and give you part, or I'd like to, you know, I've looked at my budget and I'd like to give each of you, you know, $1,000 or something. Now, they may or may not be grateful for it, but, I mean, to a certain extent, the inheritance is hers, and to a certain extent, she did earn it. But she probably needs a therapist rather than a friend, although a friend can be helpful. And it sounds like that even though you care about her, that you're also, there's a part of you that's saying, you know, what's the big deal here? You know, that I've had to do for the last 15 years, which you're just beginning to do. And that's, it's a logical thing for you to feel, but not a very helpful stance for you to have. And it's not going to be very helpful to her. So what I would do is probably send her immediately to a therapist, or you can certainly, as an interim procedure, have her call me. And I'll basically tell it, because maybe it's easier for me to be the bad guy than it is for you to be the bad guy. But she needs to figure out what makes sense to her. And if she has, for example, she has a house, and if she has more money than she can deal with, maybe it makes some sense to say to each of the to her sibs, look, I know mom and dad felt that you guys were all well taken care of, but I'd really like this Christmas to be a remembrance for each of you to have some, you know, $200 or something as a gift for me to just from mom and dad. And again, she doesn't have to do that, but, and it may not stem all of the antagonism, but the antagonism really is better directed at the parents, which of course it won't be because they're gone. And there, it's much easier to think of her as having somehow seduced her parents, where it sounds like she was the one, she was the caretaker. But, kiddo, what I would really suggest you do, because I hear the little edge of resentment creeping into your voice, which is perfectly understandable, for her to find a therapist and sort out what she wants to do and how she wants to lead the rest of her life and what stance she wants to take, not only with respect to her brothers and sisters, but with respect to her inheritance. And maybe even you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, this is actually a week where the movies may live up to the fanfare. Interstellar opened actually last night in a lot of markets. It's in IMAX some places. If you get a chance to see it in IMAX, you may want to do it. It's not 3D. Thank goodness. Is that true? It's not 3D?
Really?
I think it's not 3D.
I didn't go last night, by the way, either. I think we're going to go on Saturday.
It's almost 3 hours. It's 169 minutes,
yeah.
Which is 2 hours, yeah,
sure.
2 hours and 49 minutes. It's a bit long. However, it is Christopher Nolan, whom all of us love, especially from Dark Knight. He shot about an hour of it with the IMAX cameras, which makes it very sharp. Matthew McConaughey has never been better. Anne Hathaway's also in it. Jessica Chastain. It's beautifully directed. The science leaves a little to be desired sometimes. It has to do with black holes and vast distances and wormholes. But having said that, it is absolutely. I mean, it's great performances. It's a little long. It certainly could have been a little bit shorter, but it's highly anticipated, and it's kind of fun to be there. I mean, it's kind of a fun movie to watch. The Theory of Everything, believe it or not, has got some of the same science behind it. This is the a biography, essentially, it's of Stephen Hawking. But it focuses a little bit more on his love life, his relationship with his wife, than it does on his spectacular brain. I took a friend to see this. It's a little over 2 hours. But, I said, it's a lot easier to portray in an entertaining way schizophrenia, like in A Beautiful Mind, than it is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, which Stephen Hawking suffers from. But having said that, it is incredibly romantic at some times. Eddie Redmayne is wonderful. I saw him in Red on Broadway, and he's a wonderful actor. Felicity Jones plays his wife. And the first really hour of the movie is basically a love story. I actually like this. It really does focus on the relationship. And so if you're interested in learning a lot about science, you're probably not going to learn as much as you'd like. Although the person I took to the movie, actually, we were talking about it because he was kind of disappointed there wasn't more science in it. And I said, well, he was talking, I mentioned this yesterday, he was talking with his son who's in college and trying to encourage his son to work harder. And he said, no one is born with an understanding of math and physics. And, a light bulb went on in my head when he said, and I said, well, I think Stephen Hawking was. That he had, and he said, well, he was taught it. But, in some ways he wasn't. What he understood was completely different in the same way that Einstein understood relativity and math and physics and science and light in a completely different way than anybody else ever had before. Which means that his understanding, he was born with something that the rest of us didn't have. And I think Stephen Hawking certainly falls into that category. To me, it's a story of great courage and great love. And granted, the science isn't as compelling. If you're a scientist, you may want to hear more. But surprisingly enough, it's a great companion piece that Interstellar might have focused a bit more on the love story, such as it is or isn't. The Theory of Everything might have focused a bit more on the science. But they're basically dealing with exactly the same phenomenon of what is our universe about? What is love about? What is, what are we doing here? What is relativity? What is a wormhole? What is time? What is singularity? And it's interesting that they come out at the same time and have so much in common, except only me would see it. Okay. I know this happens all the time. The Better Angels is a movie that will probably sink without anybody knowing it. And it's too bad because I really liked it. It's in black and white. It is very stylized. The Better Angels refers to Abraham Lincoln's childhood, the reason I liked it, other than the fact it's very slow moving, it's only 95 minutes, but you feel like it's longer, but it's wonderful performances, and the idea was he grew up so poor, and the hardships were so extreme, that his mother died when he was young, and the two women who they say guided him to immortality. Jason Clark starts as the dad. Diane Kruger is his stepmom. Britt Marling is his original mom. I really like this movie. And one of the reasons I like it best is not only because I'm kind of a Lincoln-phile, which I think everybody is, but because it gave me a sense of what, you know, how grueling true poverty is, which I think you don't get that much of a sense of. I thought it was an extraordinary movie. Won't do very well. On any Sunday, the next chapter is inspired by Bruce Brown's documentary On Any Sunday, which looked at motorcycle racing. This is his son, Dana Brown, who also did, Step Into Liquid, which I thought was great. This looks at motorcycle racing. And I thought, I really liked it. I mean, it's a scary kind of thing. But, you know, I thought it was, especially if you like motorcycle racing, you're going to have a great time at this. All right, so pick of the week, probably Interstellar. We'll do very well, even though it's a long movie, so it won't have as much of a gross. But it is an IMAX in some place, which I think is a premium ticket. The Theory of Everything I really liked as well, but mostly as a love story. And Better Angels is about Lincoln. So lots of stuff open this week. I think there's no question Interstellar will be the big movie that everybody's going to go to. So you're going to go see it, you think, tonight? Shane?
Yeah, either tonight or we might actually go to a early matinee on Saturday.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, then you're gonna have to deal with all the little fanboys, but still.
Ah, true. That's a good point. It might be better to go tonight. Yeah.
If you can, if you can get like a 5 o'clock screening or something like
right.
that, from the time to go.
Sure.
Although there are a whole bunch of people who love going on the first night, but it did open in a lot of theaters last night, so you may get a little bit of a break on that. And as I said, The Theory of Everything. Some really good movies this weekend. What a surprise. Well, we're sort of getting into that time of the year where there are going to be Oscar nominees and big movies.
Right,
And Matthew McConaughey, the joke is that he's never been in a movie he couldn't take off his shirt. But Christopher Nolan really does get a great performance out of him. This is a very intense movie. Somebody thought it was a little over the top, but I think that's probably somebody who wanted more CGI. Although there's not a whole lot of CGI in this one. That Christopher Nolan is known for deciding that he built a real spaceship. Yeah, he built a real model for them to work on. But it's not for young kids, and it is long. But probably Interstellar will be the number one movie this weekend. And The Theory of Everything isn't bad, and they're good companion pieces. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.